This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The announcement out of the White House last night that the president has asked Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to start a Section 232 investigation, which is, by the way, going to take weeks, if not months. It poses a somewhat metaphysical economic question. In this global economy, in which the biggest BMW factory in the world, just for instance, is in Spartanburg, South Carolina, what makes an imported car an imported car? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has a look at how and why things wound up this way.
Car makers have developed a supply chain that stretches around the world, partly because they wanted to save money. Wendy Cutler is a former U.S. trade negotiator, now vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute.
These companies are looking to produce the car with the best parts at the most economical rate possible.
No matter where those parts come from, over the years, the global supply chain was stretched further as some car makers moved their manufacturing plants closer to the consumers they were selling to. Japanese automakers opened U.S. factories in the 80s to avoid quotas the U.S. imposed on imports of cars from Japan. Chris Wilson is deputy director of the Mexico Institute at the Wilson Center.
There's no doubt that that was one turning point in how the auto industry functioned in North America and how trade policy could be used to dictate to the auto industry.
NAFTA prompted other foreign automakers to shift manufacturing to North America. Under NAFTA rules, a vehicle can be exported to the U.S. without any tariffs, as long as around two-thirds of its parts are from North America. Frank Dubois teaches international business at American University.
You could purchase a four-door Honda Civic assembled in Canada with a U.S. engine and an Indian transmission.
Dubois says you really can't go to a car lot anymore and say there's a foreign car because chances are its thousands of parts came from all over the world. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.